Hello everyone, my name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I am here to say goodbye. Maybe not goodbye, but see you guys later. When I first began this journey of the podcast thing, my goal was to reach a point where I was successful enough to give back to communities like the one that I grew up in, and then when we moved to the inner city, that give back to that as well. We didn't move to the inner city, but you know, I went to school in an area that neighbored it, and I was kind of inspired by what that school did, where it would help bring in, you know, otherwise hopeless kids and give them a boost and a potential way out of their horrible living situation. And I wanted to do exactly that with this show. But with how everything has gone and the deal that I made with myself way back in 2019 at the very end of it, it's like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to pursue it relentlessly with everything that I possibly have. And if I reach 2025 and there's nothing really to show for it, then I will humbly take my leave and go, so to speak. But it's not that simple. It's not that simple. I didn't anticipate I guess what it would mean to me to do this show every week, even though, you know, it didn't explode. It got a lot of views, and or not a lot of views, but it got some views, and that meant a lot to me. But I guess the thing isn't so much as I reached 2025 and, you know, there wasn't really much growth on the podcast front, because that's not why I was doing it. It wasn't for the views since 2023 when everything happened. Instead, it was solely because I loved doing it and it was so fun. But what happened last year and the year before, I've relayed it on the show before, is I guess I didn't like what I was putting out and who I was projecting myself to be, all in the name of attention. I don't regret any of it. Well, there are some things that I do that I said that I was like, damn, I wish I could take that one back. But no, I don't regret trying, is the thing. I went for it. I went all in as far as I possibly could take it. And I've just reached a point where I'm like, is this really what I want to be remembered as? You see, other people in the podcast game and other entertainment forms, most of the time that they do it is because they feel this deep self-pity, maybe. They feel worthless, and they kind of need the external validation. I don't have that anymore. And that is thanks to God, I suppose. Not I suppose, literally, it was pretty wild. I dealt with deep self-worthlessness. You know, longtime fans of the show, you can go back and look at it. You'll see that, especially the darker episodes during that period when I was on the antidepressants and other things and my life was falling apart, yet I still did the show. You can see that I go from pretty steady, maybe a little bit of a dick at times, but yeah, you'll see that it goes pretty steady, and then there's just a dip off, and I go literally insane. And then I kind of rebuilt and came back from it. But like I said, there was one day where I was just flat out saying and finally admitting to myself and God that I couldn't take this anymore, that this pain that I'm feeling and these feelings of worthlessness that made me want to commit suicide and all of that, and just become so lost, I don't know how I was going to live with it, and I just laid it all out there. And then all of a sudden, a switch flipped, and this was towards the latter part of the year last year, and it was so profound, and it was so much like something was just lifted from me and released from me that I literally sat up, like I started laughing for one, and I sat up and I was like, well, what fucking now? I mean, I've lived this way for so long. I mean, I guess that's it, huh? I guess that's it. And so, yeah, that's kind of my point, is that this show helped me survive. And I think now it's time, now that I am a better person, more of a man, and I know what I'm meant to do in life, and I'm not floundering or wondering if I need any validation to do so. I know for a fact what I'm supposed to do here on this earth. It's time to cut it off. The things I plan to do later down the line will most likely ruffle some feathers, but I'm going to keep the videos going. Not going, but I'm not going to delete anything, because I believe that more people need to see that it's possible to come back from absolute hopelessness, that there is a way out. And I have caught everything on camera. You could see the rise, then the decline, and then right back up, and stronger than ever. I feel like that last year of the show was, the things that I was talking about compared to the year before of, you know, hating everyone and screaming and full of hate, completely did a 180. And so there's that. So I'm discontinuing, but they're not going to get deleted. Although it may make my life harder, which it's fine. I don't care. It's worth it. Plus, I can take it. I know that at this point, I know that, like, nothing that the world throws at me compares to what I was willing to do to myself. So, you know, that really, you learn some shit about yourself when you go through something like this. And I feel like it's important for people to actually see and for it at least to be out there. What medications like what I had can do to you, and how they can wreck your life, and how just one tiny poor decision, one lapse of judgment, can set you back for years, potentially a lifetime, and potentially ruin your life, potentially take your life. So there's that. And then I'll get into the last little thing, the last story here. And again, I'll try to keep it brief. The reason that I knew it was time to hang it up, or I know that it's time to hang it up, is I recorded one more video before my move. And I moved all the way across the country. God presented an opportunity, asked if I was ready to take the leap of faith, and I did a fucking backflip off of that cliff before he could even finish the sentence. I was so ready to go, and I was so thrilled, and I just know and trust in what I deem to be God. Other people have other terms for it, but I know that there's a good force in this world, God, that would like to move through everybody and make this world a better place. And what happened is I recorded one last episode that will not be released, where I wanted to demonstrate and harp on and open old wounds. It was like I was back in the 2023 era of being on so many meds, I didn't know what was real and what was fake, and I thought in good judgment that I would be able to handle, and that it would be a good idea to demonstrate how, I guess, schizophrenia works. And what happened is I drew, just like I did back then, and opened up myself back to that dark time. I began drawing things that I saw. I reopened Pandora's box, if you will. And it got dark. And I'll just leave it at that. But one of the things that I saw, and the thing that I chose to draw, was a snake coiling up the table up in front of the camera. It wasn't real, but in my head, it was. But, you know, here we go. Was it real? Was it not? It's not even worth... I'll just tell the story, I guess. I'm getting ahead of myself. So what happened is I draw this snake that's coiling up. I should have broken out the picture, but fuck it. And it coils up and then goes in front of the camera lens. And so I draw it and I show it to the camera, and like I said, it's just complete madness. The whole episode was dark and it shouldn't have happened, and maybe it should have. I don't know. Anyway, so that happened, and I knew it was a bad idea to upload it, to even edit it, or to have even recorded it. I knew it was a bad idea to fucking do any of that, because it's like, come on, it's time to move on. And so I do that, and I begin to edit, and looking back on the footage, exactly when I began to start the schizophrenia demonstration, I suppose is how I could talk or say it, the camera begins to short out, and it gets very bad when I talk about the snake going in front of the camera. And again, you know, I am fully aware that this could bite me in the ass in the future, but, I don't know. I just feel like I want to tell the story and fully explain, because I've laid it all out there. I'm not gonna not lay it all out there right at the end. Plus, you guys deserve it, especially if you stuck around this long. There's that. The camera was perfectly fine, and then as soon as I begin to, I guess, see these things in my mind, or allow myself to see them, open the door to whatever hell that is that I used to live in, the camera starts bugging out, and this camera has never had any issues at all. This was the first time. And as soon as I finish and move on to the next subject, because I typically would go intervals and space out the show and talk about different topics, as soon as I move away from the schizophrenia stuff and quit talking about the visions and go on to something else, right back to normal. So, what the fuck is that? So there's that. And then I pray about it. I pray about it the next day and about the podcast, because that scared the fuck out of me. That scared the absolute fuck out of me. As I'd imagine anybody. Imagine anyone. And I'm gonna, after praying, during prayer, I asked what I should do, and typically for, I don't know, my hope is that somebody can, you know, maybe use this and get some insight on prayer or how I pray, or I don't know, maybe become more faithful. I don't know. So I think it's okay. I hope it's okay, but whatever, to say. But usually, kind of when I'm praying, I can't. It's too private. That's too personal. It's too personal. But what happened here was I asked, and it was kind of one of those things of, like, is this what I'm called to do? Am I meant to do this? That scared the hell out of me. What was that? I just need some guidance here. Felt a little bit relieved when I did that. Again, with that lifting of the, I guess, lifting of a spirit, of your spirit, that happens when you just put things in God's hands. And I go out from my room and try to make dinner, and I just can't get it out of my head that I need to read the book of Mark. And that's like that's not usually I'm a Matthew kind of guy. But for whatever reason, it was like the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Mark. And I've been doing this long enough now, where I know when I feel the urge or the calling to actually read scripture, especially in circumstances like this, to take it fucking seriously. And I did. And I knew that I would know the spot that I was supposed to hit. So I'm gonna go ahead and read it to you, which is Mark 7. So let's go ahead and do that. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If a man tells his father his mother, "Whatever you would have gained from me is Corban, that is given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do." And on to what defiles a person. "And he called the people to him again and said to them, 'Hear me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him.' And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart but his stomach and is expelled? Thus he declared all foods clean.' And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from him, from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person.'" And as soon as I read that, I knew. Specifically the very beginning of where Jesus starts talking, right to the end. There are three points that happened that just made me go, okay, that's my answer. The first is, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." That's exactly what I was doing with the show, is honoring, you know, God's mission and God's plan. Just honoring God with my lips, rather than, you know, actually just worshiping. And I take that as, to put it a little bit more in modern speak, don't fucking talk about it, be about it. So there's that. I was just talking about it and talking about being great or virtuous or whatever, you know, talking about what I was talking about, and rather than just being fucking about it. And so that's the first one. The other one, especially if you listened during the dark ages of the show, I said 15 minutes. Fuck it. It's a podcast. Whatever. If you've listened to the darker spots of the show, you'll know that I have taken shots at my parents. And I understand that every time you do that, you just bar yourself from healing from any wounds that you may have, whether it's parental wounds, you know, a friend that might have turned their back on you, anything like that. The longer that you hold on and keep bringing that shit up, the more pain it's going to happen. It's like you just keep cutting open the same wound over and over when you keep thinking about it, as well as it bars any chance of healing between the two of you as well. Yeah. I'll go ahead and leave that one there. And then the big one was that last one, where he explains, "There is nothing outside of a person that by going into him can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." And that made me really realize that the the things on the show are not me. It's not even close to who I am in real life. And it's not even close to the kind of person that I want to be. And so after reading that, I realized that I had a decision to make. Two options. It was hang it up or tighten up the show. But I know in my heart that tightening up is not the correct decision. I know that I have a gift when it comes to when it comes to things like, I just know because of my personal training background that I had in sports and my deep passion and love for exercise, I've seen it happen before me. Just by applying what I know, I've been able to heal people. And I don't mean that as like a, like, you know, you know those mega churches where he reaches out a hand and they all fall to the floor. No. It's just I know how to, over the course of months, literally make people walk again. Make people move their arms around again and be able to play with their kids and open up doors that doctors and professionals and whoever else tell the person that are locked, when in reality it's like they just need the key. And going back to that original point of why I got into this in the first place, now that I've let it go and I can see clearly that this is over, I realized that I was going all the way around. I was taking the long way, as I typically do, as most humans typically do. In our infinite wisdom, we're like, we're going to go this way. And God's like, you know, you could go this way. And it's like right there. It's just, you got a bush to go through. And it's like, no, I'm going this way. It's like, okay, you shouldn't. Be a lot cooler if you went this way. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going this way, God damn it. It's like, that is a goddamn path. But same deal. I realized that it's like, the potential for what I have, or what I'm capable of, could be used, especially all this time and effort on the show, rather than pursuing and getting the cart before the horse of, I need to get successful here to and get wealthy so I can give back to these communities. I can just go give back right now. And what I mean is, like, in the same vein that my high school would, especially my coach, my football coach, would turn these otherwise hopeless kids into phenoms on the field, for example, which would just open up doors for them. And, you know, they won and would go far and have fun doing it. I could do the same thing. Like, I could help these kids in my immediate area for now, and then maybe branch off later, but for now, help kids that otherwise don't have a shot at all to become something even more. Because, for example, I figured out after graduation, after it was too late, that I could, in fact, run a 4.7 40 at 240 pounds. And the only reason that I couldn't was because I didn't know how to run right. I didn't know how to run correctly. And that doesn't sound like much, going 5 seconds to 4.7 seconds, it's only 0.3 seconds. But that is, in the sports world, that is the difference between a potential gigantic scholarship that pushes you out and into the world and onto greater things, and being stuck back at your home. And so things like that, or another example of mine is my shoulders, is like, I had two shoulder surgeries which ended my football career. I'll be one of those guys one day that's like, oh, I could have gone to the league, but this bum shoulder, huh? But the same deal. It's like, now I know why I had to get shoulder surgeries and why I was having all these shoulder issues and everything. And I can take that and apply it to another kid. That same deal. Like, they don't freaking know. They have all these other classes they're dealing with. And people just don't know what they don't know. They're all busy working on their one thing. It's on us to get great at our own thing. That way we can use it to help boost up the world, the people around us in the world. And so that's why it's not goodbye, it's see you later. Because I'm not going to stop trying to be great. And I know now that with things such as that, you know, just pursuing greatness, I'm going to continue to do the art. Take all my wasted focus on this. Well, it's not wasted, because there are some benefits. Like, I'm faster with jokes. I'm able to hold a conversation for hours. I learned a lot from this experience, and I honestly can rest easy knowing that I gave it everything I possibly could. And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. I'm glad that I did it. I don't regret it. Maybe I regret some of the jokes I made, but I don't regret doing this. I don't regret taking the shot at all. It was so fucking fun. But it's see you later, because I have no doubt that one day you'll see me again. We'll all see each other again. And I don't mean like the heaven spiritual aspect, but I know that I'm going to do great things in this world. I don't know exactly what yet, but you just got to take it one day at a time. And by doing great things in this world, then people will be like, hey, do you want to come for an interview? Hey, do you want to promote this? It's like, hey, do you want to work with us? And then all of a sudden you're ringside yelling at one of your athletes in a UFC fight. A title fight or something. So it's like, don't worry, I will see you later. The last thing is, I just want you to know that you are loved. I may not know you personally, but I do love you. And take my story. Oh, shit. Take my story and learn from it. And don't fall victim to the same things that I fell victim to. And just use it as a story of hope. That even though all signs are pointing to you wanting to die in the world is out to get you, and it would be a better place without you. All the signs are pointing to that. Just know it's false, and that you can come back from it. So, oh shit, yeah. So. One last time, thank you everybody so much for listening. My name is Anakin Meeker, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.